It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Good morning. This is Lisa Beaton in for Paul Miller today. I am with
Georgia Baldwin.
Georgia Baldwin. And in studio live, we have with us the one and only Mark Watson.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
You're great. You're like all radio ready this morning. I like it.
I am. Yes. Had to let the frost get off the windshield, though. So glad it's close.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a long commute this morning. So tell us about Port Huron Boaters, how it started, and what kind of your goals are with that group.
Port Huron Boaters is on Facebook. 2 years ago, I was sitting on the boat and on land and at home and in the wintertime and thinking about boats, which most boat owners do, or looking at the water thinking about boats. And I said, you know, I'd like to talk about boats right now. So I was already on Facebook, and as everybody knows, if you're on Facebook, you either scroll or you put content in, or you scroll and you comment. And I thought, let's put a place on Facebook for local people to know about blue water area boating. And so they could share their boating pictures, their pictures of the beach, what's going on out there, what they bought, what cost a lot of money, what didn't cost a lot of money, what their dogs are doing. So the first year I thought, oh, you know, if I get 500 people, that'd be great. And then it went to 1,000, then it went to 2,000. Now it's 3,300. There are people that try and get on it all over the world, but I keep those people off of there because I don't really have any local ties. But if you have a local tie, go on Port Huron Boaters and join the site and share your content.
One of the things I appreciate about that Facebook group is how positive it is. There's not really a lot of angst or negativity that happens, and it's just good to see that in a public forum.
Of course, everybody's got their problems. And things are expensive.
Yeah,
things
boats
break.
Are expensive.
They are, and they're not.
They definitely are.
Well,
I'm going to remind you of that next year at the gas pump.
Well, my opinion is, if you're having fun, you know, and you're willing to pay for it, then let's do it. And it's a boat is a little bit different depending on how you keep it, because if you have a camper, if you have a cabin up north, it's a planned trip. A boat could be that night. Mm-hmm. If it's in your driveway, if you live in the Blue Water area, you're super lucky. You can go the two launches in Port Huron, or the ones that are local, Marysville, Lexington, depends on where you live. And you can put that in the water. You can be in the water in an hour, and you can spend a couple hours out there, put it back in on the trailer and get back home. Or if you're lucky enough to have a slip and you have something that you can just walk down there 20 minutes, 15 minutes, you can be on your boat instead of at your house.
Yeah, so speaking of a slip and being, you know, the convenience of living in Port Huron, we do have some great marinas in the area. Do you want to talk about the new Atchison Marina or your experience with Desmond?
Well, River Street Marina downtown, which is the municipal marina, but it also is attached to the DNR. So a lot of transient boaters come along. So if you're in the area and you see boats that don't look normal, that you've always seen, that's because they're transients. They're coming through. There is a large group of people that live on their boats, and they travel to where the weather is warm. There's a thing called the Great Loop that they do. If they've got something over 30, 35, 40 feet, they can live on their boat and follow the nice weather, go through the Great Lakes, down in the rivers, and down to Florida and on the East Coast. There also is a whole bunch of people from the Detroit area or Ohio that want to come up to Port Huron, and this is the last big stopping point before they get out in the lake. And it's the harbor of refuge, so you get out in the lake, you never know what the weather's going to be. Most people's boats aren't big enough to go out whenever, so they'll stay here for a couple days and ride it out. So if you walk along the sidewalk, you'll see many boats that are not people living here, but they're enjoying the Blue Water area also, which Port Huron and the River Street Marina, Desmond Marina, Mike Davenport, the Harbor Master, they make sure that they are well taken care of and have facilities here for their boating days.
Now, we haven't gone like crazy far on our boat yet, but I will say the facilities at the Atchison Marina, they're nice. Like, Mike Davenport and his team are the customer service and the maintenance of the property, the grounds. I mean, it's a beautiful.
It's a giant asset for Port Huron. The area, if you go down by Desmond Marine, the vantage point, yes, there's all that open area. But if there was somebody with a little bit extra money, that area would be full of boats because all those buildings are full. Mm-hmm. The lots are full. All the slips are full. The slips all up along the Black River are full. And every year on Port Huron Boaters, there's somebody saying, anybody know a slip? Anybody know a slip? I want to keep it in the water.
Well, and that impact to even our downtown, because if you come in by boat, you're stuck. You're walking. Wherever you're going, you're walking. Or you can go to the transit center and, you know, to get up to Fort Gratiot or get to St. Clair or something, but or somewhere else. But yeah, that impact of people who are kind of trapped in your downtown, it's amazing. And, you know, in our store, we've met people who come in and they come up every Thursday through Sunday and they get to know the people downtown. So that impact alone is pretty huge, too.
There is a giant community that if you're not aware of it, people love their boats. People love to go. If it's nice out, the river can turn from nobody there to you go down by the river for about an hour and everybody goes Pine Grove Park, Black River, up Black River or out to the beach. Those are your neighbors out there. And most of your neighbors, you know, they're not millionaires. So those are local people who have decided on their recreation, they're going to spend money on a boat and they're going to spend money on gas. They're going to spend money going out to eat. And we want to have facilities here for that in Port Huron because we have the greatest natural resource. If you share, if you go on Port Huron Boaters or you go on any other area of the world, what do you usually see? You usually see their waterfront. And we have a waterfront here that is second to none. We have the blue water, we have the brown water, Black River, but it's a refuge. And then you can go south, you can go north, you can go wherever you want.
So we're going to just pivot a little bit. You mentioned the water being a great asset. I know you're getting involved with the Southside Initiative, and you've recently been appointed to the Neighborhood Improvement Authority. Can you tell us about why that's important to you and why you wanted to get involved? And
sure. I grew up in Fort Gratiot and went to Port Huron Northern. Go Huskies. And then I moved to Lexington for about 15 years, raised my family. We were up there in the Croslex area, which is wonderful, kind of like being on vacation. But then moved back to Port Huron because it was closer to work, especially for people that travel out of town and go to the Detroit area. And build a house on the south side of Port Huron. So there still is a stigma, and there shouldn't be. Though the people that live in Port Huron are people that live in Port Huron. It doesn't matter what area you're in. They are your neighbors. They are your consumers. They are people that spend money. They're people that ride the bus, drive the cars. If you thought of a certain thing about the area, change your mind because they are your constituents, people that spend money, people that shop. I wanted to be involved in this group in particular because the south side of Port Huron has many, many opportunities. And it was industrial, it was residential, it was commercial. And what does it want to be in the future? And we would like that area to be whatever the people that live in Port Huron in the area need it to be.
Yeah, so. And I think the city of Port Huron is investing, right, in the south side now. It's definitely a focus of the city of Port Huron. And so having constituents like yourself and people living on the south end of Port Huron to have a say in it and be a stakeholder, I think it's important. There's a lot of investment happening down there. The Gibraltar building.
Yeah, there's Gibraltar Sprocket. They are putting, it's a prayer what it's going to be because there used to be restaurants along there. You know, the Moose is along there, but people don't think about that as an area to go unless they're going a little farther south or a little farther north. And there are, the waterfront is a place that you can go. So they're building a kind of a transient area to park boats and maybe there'll be a hall there. Maybe there'll be a restaurant.
It's never exciting.
Know. Super exciting.
Super exciting.
For the south side, especially, like I said before, if you have not been there, go to the south side, go to the stores, drive through the neighborhoods, go by the schools. There is investment in that area and opportunity. If you thought about 10 years before what the area by the bridge was, Well, now those houses are all fixed up, expensive, and you know, you want it to be affordable, but you also want it to be nice, and sometimes nice means improvements.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thanks for popping in this morning and sharing about Port Huron Boaters. And
I've got all day. I can be here to, well, how long does this go?
Nope. Your time is up. So this is Lisa Beaton and Georgia Baldwin in this morning for Paul Miller, and you're listening to WPHM.